TFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Ready to get in the band. But they never gave up. They had faith that God will come in and enter into my body and lift me up out of the bed of affliction. Church, that's faith. It used to be a time that we used to hear about someone sick. And the missionary would get together and go to the house. That before we got too cute and too proper and too sophisticated now. And they would go around the bedside and they would begin to pray. Whoever was sick at that particular time. And they began to call upon the Lord. And ask the Lord, say, Lord, you heal them. Touch them in a mighty way. And that person, by miracle through God, to report the next day that they was healed. That's the power of God. And God has given us that power. But by faith, Abel offered to God was more excellent than Cain. By faith, Enoch, he was taken away into heaven, and he did not even taste the stain of death. But guess what Enoch said when he got there? He said that it was not found because God has taken him in. But he said that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You have to believe in God. Church, let me say that again. You have to believe in God. It should be some things that happen in your life that you can go back in the dictionary of life and see what God has brought you through. Some things that you thought that you was not going to be able to go through, but God was there every step of the way with you. I don't know what you had experienced in life. It may have been problems on your job. It may have been sickness in your body. But whatever you was going through, you knew that God was able to come right on in and turn that situation around for your favor. I know the power of God. Can I tell you something, church? Even the devil know the power of God. He trembled at the word of God. God is all knowing. God knows every one of our names. If God had a billfold in his back pocket, he'd have a picture of each and every one of us. That's how much he loves us. And he wants us to prosper. He wants us to do good. He don't want us with no sickness. That is of the devil. Trying to come and invade in your body and try to separate you from the love of God. But see, by faith, Noah began to build an ark. People thought he was crazy, saying, man, we ain't seen rains in weeks, months. What are you doing? But he was going by faith, and he was doing what God had asked him to do. And he saved a generation by him constructing that ark. By faith, Abraham, who was in the land of Canaan, he was just feeding sheep, and God told him to move out. He said, Lord, I don't know where I got to go. I don't know where to go. but I'm trusting in you. Church, can I tell you, you got to trust in God. When God speaks to you, you have to acknowledge the word that he has given you, and you got to act upon this. You got to act upon this. Because God is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. I don't know about you, but when I hear the word reward, I know that's a prize, that's a gift, that's something special that is coming. By faith, Sarah conceived a child in old age. By faith, she believed in God. Even at her old age, she still gave life. By faith, as he blessed Jacob and Esau concerning them things to come. By faith, Jacob then, when he was dying, he blessed each one of his sons. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, he made mention of his departure to the children of Israel, and he gave them instruction concerning his bones. By faith, when Moses was born, his mother put him in a small basket and shipped him down the stream. Can you imagine that? Your only son, they want to kill him, and she put him in a basket and put him down the stream. And the same person that wanted to kill his sister came and picked him up out of the stream, Pharaoh's daughter, and took him as her own. But look what Moses did. When he got to be older, he shied away from that. He did not go into Pharaoh's love chambers and with the fine linen. He went back to the natural state of what his mother and the legacy in the honor that she has done. That's a word for somebody today. Don't get too high. Stay grounded. Stay grounded in the word of God. Don't get too high, because you never know when you may get knocked off the pedals. Don't think that you is too covered that you can't go through something. Each and every one of us have went through something and have experienced pain. So it don't matter if whatever you have to go through, just know that to have faith in God. If you got to stand in the court of law, have faith in God. If you have sickness in your body and you don't know how to get well, just have faith in God. Sometimes as we go on this journey, we may lose a loved one that was dear to us. But have faith in God. Just rest assured and know that God is able. Church, can I tell you that he's able? If God has done something for you today, you ought to have a hand clap of praise for him. You ought to tell God, I say, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for turning around that situation. A situation that I thought I was going to be able to get out of, but Lord, you came right on in. God is such a good God. Sometimes I can't find my way, but I have faith that God will make a way out of no way. Many a time as a young child, I opened up the refrigerator door. It was nothing but a big old pitcher of water. But by the evening, my mom, I could smell she had them old biscuits baking in the oven. And she had a piece of old salt pork meat that she began to fry. Even though it was breakfast and it was the evening, I kept my mouth shut because I know that it was food that I was going to be able to get in my body. Church, can I tell you that God will provide? But you got to have faith to know that he will come in and pay your bills. Right now, your utility bills are skyrocketing. But I want to tell you right now to stop worrying. God has never forsaked us. And he would never forget about us. He always with us every step of the way. Did not the Bible say that the Lord is with us every day, every hour? I don't know about you, but I need him every hour, every minute, every second of my life. God is so good that even when I'm not absent in my enemies begin to talk about me. God will put somebody in a position to tell and say, no, no, you got him wrong. He will stand up for you when you're doing right. God will put people in your life to show you love. God will put people in your life so you can be able to talk to. Have faith in God. Breast cancer. That's terrible. When you get that from the doctor, when he tells you that word that you got the big C, you begin to ponder, what can I do? You know that that is almost a death sentence. But I tell you what, church, start praying. Start trusting. Start believing in God. He will have that cancer in remission. And not only he'll have it in remission, God will remove it completely out your body. But first you must trust and believe in things that he said to you, that God will do who he said he would do, because he is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. That means when you seek him diligently, that means you throw all stuff away. Your mind is focused on nothing but God. A lot of time we need to stop tilting our head to the side and letting that dump truck of mess and trash get in our ears. We need to rebuke that. Say, no, you go on with that. I got my mind focused on God, because I know right now what you see right now is only temporary, but God is eternal. These things that is here on life, the automobiles that we drive, the homes that we live in, that is all temporary. That is not going to last long. But God is eternal. Never forget one time, I'm going to go to my seat. Our refrigerator gave out, and mom said, Lord, I ain't got no money to fix this. And she looked at my dad, and my dad said, well, look, the man is who make these things not going to have it where it can last forever. Because if they do, they won't make money. It is designed to give out. It is designed to give out. But don't focus on the give out. Let's get ourselves together and pray and ask God to give us something to replace that which is done gave out. So that's a word for somebody here today. There's something that done gave up on you. Don't just stay there and focus in on that. Ask God to replace or reward you something that is missing so that you can continue on to carry out your life. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Let the church say, have faith in God. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe that.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.